Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, April 5th, 2007, the day many call Monday Thursday. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepared this message this morning, and now it's our privilege to share it from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. Today's message is titled, I Love That Old Cross. Two scripture texts, John 19, verse 17, and 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18.
Carrying his own cross. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
John records that Jesus carried his own cross to the place of crucifixion. The other Gospels all record the enlistment of Simon of Cyrene, who helped carry the heavy load. I wrote about Simon, the father of Rufus and Alexander, in Tuesday's message. Apparently, Christ was forced to begin the journey carrying his own cross, but Simon was drafted because of Christ's physical weakness as his walk to Calvary proceeded. I don't believe it was an act of kindness on the part of the soldiers, but rather expediency that prompted this action. They needed to get moving. They had a job to do.
At this point, Jesus had been through his trial and was mercilessly beaten again and again. Our wonderful Lord was exhausted, and surely the unbearable pain throbbed throughout his entire body. His back would have been a mass of open wounds due to the floggings.
What did he carry? Many feel it was likely the crossbeam rather than the full cross. This is often depicted in art, including a photo I use with today's email or on the website. I weighed a piece of timber, 6 inches by 9 inches by 6 feet, which perhaps are the dimensions similar to what the cross was, and it weighed 180 pounds. Even if we were to allow for half of this, which would be 90 pounds, our Lord had a tremendous weight to bear as he trudged under the weight of the cross, the first part of the journey. Did he place the cross on his back, which is the most natural way to carry a heavy object? If so, consider the excruciating pain with each step as the rough-hewn timber dug into the open wounds on his back.
Many years later, Peter, who most likely witnessed Christ's Via Dolorosa, his crucifixion from a safe distance, wrote, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." As we consider the opposition Christ endured from sinful men, let us this day reaffirm our commitment to die to sin and live unto righteousness.
The simple yet profound words of the second daily text are so wonderful this special week when we remember that Christ died for us. To many, the message of the cross is foolishness, but we rejoice in the cross, which is a demonstration of the love, wisdom, and power of God.
I thank God that Christ's sacrifice on the cross is final and absolutely adequate to provide forgiveness for sins. Christ died once for all on Calvary's cross to redeem fallen mankind. No better plan is needed, and the mission of the faithful church is to steadfastly proclaim this message. Any attempt to invent a better redemption plan is vain, and it leads to apostasy.
The Apostle Paul wrote, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world." Today, join us in proclaiming, "I love that old cross."
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Let's pray together. Jesus, this morning I am impressed. I am impressed with the thought that everything that happened to you was for our benefit. Your tender response to betrayal and cruelty, serves as an example to us when we are treated unjustly. Your obedience in life, and especially your death on the cross, shows us how to remain steadfast when tempted to turn back. You embody the very teaching you gave to your followers as you carried out the will of the Father, no matter the cost. Each wound that tore your body brought a spiritual and physical healing. You were numbered with the transgressors so that we could be numbered with the saints. Because your death was redemptive in power, the dark cross of Calvary has a wondrous attraction where we witness your divine sacrifice on our own personal behalf. What wondrous, amazing love. It demands my soul, my life, my all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Roxine. What a wonderful expression in your prayer today. Well, we do count it a real privilege to share God's Word with you today. And we want to point you to our website today at www.dailyencouragement.net. If you're only listening to the podcast, many of you come to the podcast from either the email post or website or perhaps one of the blog feeds. But we do have a couple of additional resources we'd like to share with you today that are available on the website. Have a couple of photos up. One is a photo I did not take, I found, and I'm sure it's spread all over the internet. It's actually a scene from the movie several years ago, The Passion of the Christ, that shows Christ along with Simon carrying his cross. That just seemed like a fitting image to place at the beginning of today's message. I also have a photo up taken by my favorite online photographer that I know personally. It's a lady by the name of Doris High, who also lives here in Lancaster County, and it's a photo of some baby sheep, and it kind of goes along with the message I preached several days ago. Have several audio links as well up today that you can listen to. Both audio and video are available, and that is the song, The Old Rugged Cross, that obviously the main title is based on, and the song, The Wonderful Cross. Both of these are available in both audio and visual video today. They are from a church called the Willington Church that is in British Columbia, Canada, that places these material up on their website. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to faithfully serve the Lord, and today and tomorrow especially, as we consider Christ's death on the cross for our behalf.